To date, we have had a handful of patients that have come in to be seen by their physician and have received some additional testing, but there have been absolutely no cases of meningitis, and all of the lab results have come back negative.
Are you still getting a lot of calls, a lot of questions from people?
You know, the interesting thing is more from people that didn't get a phone call and wanted to make sure that they weren't one of the patients that received that particular lot of steroids. So a little anxiety on the part of the public, and we certainly welcome those phone calls. But again, all of the patients that received the injection have already been notified both by phone and by certified letter.
Are you still doing business, or do you intend to do business with the compound pharmacy that in Massachusetts that's been in question?
That compound center is actually closed down right now as they are becoming more and more involved with the CDC and the CDC's investigation.
If they were back in operation, would you continue to work with them, or?
This is very rare that something like this happens. I couldn't speak to whether we would or wouldn't. This particular compound center does provide a non-preservative steroid that is used in these particular back injections. So if that was a source to provide that particular medication, certainly we would still consider them as a source. But at this point in time, until we find out what the investigation brings forth, obviously, all of the medication that we receive from that particular compound center has been taken off our shelves and is not being used.
When you get word of something like this happening, what goes through your mind? I would imagine that's got to be your worst nightmare as a hospital administrator.
You know, I have been in healthcare since the late 80s, and this is the first time I personally have been through something like this. We do get recalls from supplies, medication, but never a situation like this where there has been such an impact on the patient. Our goal is always to provide safe quality care, and we expect that same level of service and product distribution from the people that serve us. So yes, there is a bit of frustration on our part and concern as well.
Part of the information that you're sharing is about symptoms, warning signs. So what should those patients be on the watch out for?
Headaches that are more severe than your normal headache, stiffness in their neck. Some patients have had, of these cases in the other states, have had nausea, fatigue, a sensitivity to light. But we do encourage these particular patients that receive this injection, if you have any concerns, questions, please see your physician or come back to our emergency department, because we think it's important that we continue to monitor and help these patients in alleviating their anxiety and make sure that symptoms don't actually relate to a potential case of meningitis.
And again, this is a meningitis or form of it that's not contagious.
Correct. Meningitis can be contracted either viral, it's a bacterial, or it's a fungus. This particular contaminant is a fungus, and it is not contagious to the general public.
And the injection in question, not this particular lot, but just in general, is this a common treatment for back pain?
It's a very common treatment for back pain, and a good treatment, a good option for patients, because it's an opportunity to treat chronic back pain without having to do an invasive procedure like a surgical procedure. So often physicians will opt for physical therapy or these pain injections for the back prior to bringing a patient into surgery.